Hello.
Gibby.
What?
There's somebody here for you to pick up that van.
What van?
The minibus.
What do you mean somebody to pick it up?
There's two guys taking it away. They want to speak to you. They've asked me if you've driven it in the if you've been driving it. I said, I only drove it in the street. So they're taking it away. It's no tax for that.
Tell them, put them on the phone.
Right, here he's here.
Lassie said that he's been right. Hello, sir. Are you the owner of this?
I'm the owner of the van, aye.
Right, I believe it's MOT, sir. Is that right? It was MOT the garage.
It passed last weekend, aye.
It's not taxed, sir.
No, I'll need my documents, man. I'll apply for the documents.
Doesn't matter, sir. You can't drive an untaxed vehicle.
I had to drive it to an MOT station.
No, you'd no right to drive it.
As long as it's insured, you can drive it to an MOT station.
Trust me, sir. I work with the DVLA. You're not allowed to.
Trust me, too. How are you supposed to get a car down to the MOT?
That's not what we're questioning, sir. We're questioning whether you've been driving about the area. Have you been picking up passengers?
No, I drove it to the MOT station and drove it back, and that was it.
Your daughter said otherwise, sir, and we've had
witnesses. No, never mind what she says. I'm telling you what I've done.
I'm not listening to you, sir. I'm listening
to you. And I'm not listening to you. You're not touching that van.
The boys have taken the van. Don't worry about it. If you cooperate with us, we'll try and waive the fine.
Listen, I've been there in 5 minutes, right?
I've been told by the local bus service that you've been picking up passengers. Your daughter's already confessed on your behalf. Some of the neighbours have seen you. I spoke to a bus driver in an ill-fitting uniform who told me that he saw you driving this, sir.
I'm telling you.
It has been collected and it's going to be returned to the DVLA in Swansea. You can take it up with them, sir.
No.
You picked up your last passenger.
You've got to phone the boss and tell me what's been stolen.
You, sir, are a liar. I've got your daughter standing here. I had her permission and I'll put her on.
But there's no stay in my house.
Your daughter doesn't stay in your house. Well, that's none of my business, sir. If your daughter wants to be a dirty stop out, then that's up to her.
She's got a house.
You've been driving it all around the local area and you've been picking up passengers. I have witnesses that have been passengers on the bus.
Well, I'll tell you, witnesses are liars.
One of them said they even put a hat round for the driver at the end.
Are you winding me up?
I would not wind you up, sir. It's no laughing matter.
Aye, you're winding me up, sir.
I might be putting you on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad with Nikita on the other end of the phone. Hail to the bus driver man! Oh, Gibby, I'm sorry about that, pal, but you were brilliant.
You're not
Right, listen, Nikita's here. She wants a quick word with you. Go.
It's
Listen, thanks for being a brilliant sport. I'll let you get back to work. And well done, you, Nikita. That was great. I'll speak to you later.
Bye.
Bye, Nikita.